AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran made a big mistake.
At the White House, President Trump talked about the U.S. drone strike in the Strait of Hormuz. What happens next?
You'll find out. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out they made a very big mistake.
The president was asked about a possible motive by Iran for shooting down the U.S. drone.
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Lieutenant General Joseph Guastello at U.S. Central Command says it was an unprovoked attack. The drone was not violating U.S. airspace.
This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce.
He says it wasn't violating Iran airspace. Iran says the drone violated its territorial airspace. The Sacramento, California police officer shot and killed, responding to a domestic violence call, had been on the police force for just 6 months. Officer Tara O'Sullivan graduated from the police academy in December. A suspect surrendered in Sacramento after an eight-hour standoff. In releasing a report on human trafficking, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he wants to send the strongest message possible to traffickers.
Human rights trafficking is not a natural disaster. It's caused by man. And therefore, we have the capacity to solve this. And I hope that this report helps each of us know the way to achieve this.
Pompeo says the report shows 25 million adults and children are suffering from labor and sex trafficking all over the world, including in the United States. One of the suspects in the shooting of former baseball star David Ortiz is being charged with drug and firearm possession in New Jersey. The charges against Rolfi Ferreira Cruz are unrelated to the Ortiz shooting in the Dominican Republic. This is AP Radio News. Some new numbers show America is aging.
From 2010 to 2018, the median age of Americans increased by 1 year to 38.2. In Puerto Rico, the median age jumped nearly 6 years to 42.8, largely the result of younger people moving to the U.S. mainland after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Among states, Maine had the greatest increase. The median age there rose 2.2 years to 44.9. And the only state with a decrease was North Dakota. It's seen a population boom driven by growth in the energy sector, and that's helped pull down the median age to 35.2. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Holmes Beach, Florida, trying to find the rightful owner of a prosthetic ear that washed up on their beach, got a phone call from South Carolina. A woman called saying the rubber ear they posted on Facebook belongs to her husband. Prosthetic ears can cost thousands of dollars. Police say they will mail it, but they hope no one looks in the box and freaks out. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.